Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
One day I'm going to pop the mic on and walk out of here during the middle of one of those conversations. And that's going to be the end of it. Been a good run. Speaking of, it's been a good run. Maybe it's been a good run for that Eagles fan. What's this guy's name? You know this guy's name?
Well, see, I don't know if we want to dox him. The internet has doxed him.
I don't care. He's the one who was cussing out people's girlfriends.
Let's play the censored video.
Are you all right? Now, this is during the playoff game. There's going to be several bleep parts here. This gets pretty vile. There was an Eagles fan who went on a tirade at a woman who was wearing Packers gear. Here's the audio.
They got one more yard, though. They're close.
So this went on the internet, and it's gotten to the point where now Big Dom got involved from the
Eagle Security,
who is, what is he? He's like a special liaison to the owner,
yeah.
Which means we're talking about muscle here, folks. He has banned this fan from the stadium.
Yeah, so the Packers fan was filming this, and I don't think this Eagles fan knew that he was being filmed. So he sounded like a drunk, idiot, chauvinist. All the bad things you can say, he was saying about that woman. And her husband didn't do anything other than film it, which is kind of a side conversation because some people on the internet are like, dude, you decided to cancel this dude instead of, you know, being a real man and standing up to him, which we know how that ends. You are an opposing fan. You're going to start a fight.
You start a fight. Yeah. Everybody's going to jail.
And you're getting your ass kicked by a bunch of Eagles fans.
Well, if you, like, people are yelling at this guy for going to the internet. You can't just get in the fight in the 500s because there's danger, and then you're putting you're putting innocent bystanders at risk.
It's scary.
So I'm not going to condone fighting just up in the stands. But by the way, you're wearing a bunch of Green Bay Packers stuff. If you get other drunks involved, like, yeah, you might have a problem on your hands. I assume this man was drunk who was yelling these things.
That is the assumption.
Slurs.
We're speculating.
You want to give his name or not give his name? It's all over the internet. Is it irresponsible if we give his name? Don't give his name.
Okay, so...
But it's all over the internet, and he has been doxxed to an unbelievable degree.
So in less than 24 hours, they uncovered his LinkedIn. They uncovered the business that he works. They uncovered his address, his phone number. I saw people talking about his kids online. So obviously it gets taken too far. The company had to send out an official statement, Kenny as well.
Okay.
That he worked
That he works for?
Yes.
All right.
So he's most likely going to get fired. And
you think?
I wonder, you know, are charges going to be pressed? Or, I mean, obviously, these are the consequences. These are the consequences of acting like an idiot. You know, there's a couple questions here. I mean, yes, has the internet taken it too far now? Probably, right? Because this guy's got a family, and now his family has to pay the price for all his for all the idiocy of this moron acting like this at a game. Now, we all know at football games, everybody can sit here. We're all sober right now. We can all say, we would never act like that at a game. Well, that's clearly a lie. We've all been to football games, and we've all seen how people act.
I never said that about a guy's girlfriend or wife.
But you've probably said some things about a guy, right?
I'm trying to think.
What about when you were at a Pittsburgh?
No, I was at no. This was years ago. I was at a Pirates game. It was Pirates Nationals. I shouldn't admit this because I was at night here. And this woman, I was wearing a Cleveland shirt. It wasn't even a Browns, or it was like a GV artwork Cleveland shirt or something like that. And this woman just kept saying something to me. And she was clearly inebriated. And I said, ma'am, please. And she yelled at me. And she goes, you want to figure it out? I go, well, I'm not going to figure it out with you, but I'm more than willing to go figure it out up in the concourse with your husband. And the guy...
Oh, it sounds like a threat. You're lucky you weren't being filmed.
It was an offer.
Ken Carman. I know his address.
But I didn't cuss at him.
I know his kids' names.
I didn't cuss at him.
I'm just saying.
The husband... Hey, guys, for what it's worth, I've had my ass kicked before in a fight. Go ask my buddy Jake Grossman at home. He backed down. I didn't stand up. I didn't do nothing.
Well, Ken might have physical harm coming his way again after Pizzagate earlier in the show.
You bring Scott on. you bring him on. I think he's a superintendent now. I'll kick his ass all day long.
But so here is the question. Like,
I love Scott. I hope he didn't hear that.
I think people all have to understand, like, anywhere in society now, you're being filmed. Just assume you're being filmed. Before you do anything, assume, for the sake of things like this, will this be a deterrent? If people know this, will people understand that it's fun to have like a nice war of words at a football game with the other fans, but understand it can always escalate.
When I went to that, I went to a minor league baseball game. It was Dollar Beer Day. The whole thing of it, though, was you had 2 hours, an hour before the game and an hour into the game to get your dollar beers. One thing led to another. I had 12 beers. Okay? This is years ago.
That's $12.
Because I'd worked in minor league baseball, I kind of knew the rules.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, I'm letting them hear it. And the one time this pitching coach comes out, and I had said something like, hey, who's opening up the manager's beers on the bus ride back to Lynchburg? Apparently, that was the wrong thing to say. Because he popped his head up out of the dugout, and I'll never forget. Is that you popping off? You stop popping off. And I leaned over the dugout. I go, hey, why don't you worry about your pitcher who's getting shelled and less about drunks in the stands? I called myself a drunk in the stands. This usher comes down. He goes, sir. He goes, I go, I didn't cuss at him. He goes, I understand. He goes, we're not going to throw you out. You didn't cuss. Could you just, I go, I've been given my warning. I'm perfectly fine.
And you felt heard anyway, felt seen.
Because he immediately like slunk back down into the dugout. And I was like, I can't believe I just told this guy off. And I felt I was suitably chastened at the time. I go, if you go anywhere near, if you say anything else, you're done. Which, by the way, because I didn't drink any more beer, so by the end of the game, it's a minor league baseball game. They last 18 hours long. You're kind of sober. I wasn't driving anywhere, trust me. We ended up, the guy that was in the right field, he ended up signing autographs. He's a great kid. He's a great kid. I forget his name. Like Derek Bowl or something like that. Great, brave system at the time. Great young man. We were so happy to talk to him. But that pitching coach, he's like, dude, he hates you guys. But I didn't cuss. I didn't say one cuss word. Because once you say a cuss word, then the people in the stands are going to be upset because you said something in front of their kid.
I do think there are some people listening going, they can't believe that this girl's husband didn't get in a fight with this guy. That instead took it to the internet.
But that, you guys can say that, but you can't put other people at physical harm. It's more irresponsible.
In 2025, frankly, there's too much to risk.
Frankly, honestly, like, I think guys get drunk and they do regrettable things. I wish that this guy might have just told Eagles security about him and showed this video and had him removed from the stadium forever, and we could have settled this quietly and not brought guys' kids into it and his wife. But it's a strong lesson to be taught, because I think people are getting tired of going to NFL games and being harassed in the stands no matter what. And I think that you're going to see more of this where it's like, hey, man, you want to sit there and yell that type of thing at people, fine, but you're going to deal with it. You're going to deal with the consequences.
Yeah, you can take shots at people's teams.
Yeah.
You can't take shots at...
Well, guys, I'll say whatever about what's
on the field. Well, I'm not going
to
cuss.
If we were setting together at a Chiefs-Browns game in the AFC Championship, we'll just say that, you would be allowed to say whatever you wanted to me about my team. Don't talk about my kids.
It's supposed to be part of the fun.
Absolutely true.
It's supposed to be fun trash talking. And I've been a part of that. Now, as I've gotten older, it's changed. When I was younger... Yeah, get into it a little bit. Get into it with other fans. I mean, I've been to Ohio State Michigan games as a fan, and it's a war of words with the Michigan fans. But it never got to that. It would never get to that, and nothing good comes out of that. You might feel good because you got it off your chest for 2 seconds. In the end, it's kind of embarrassing. I mean, when you really think about it, it's not really a behavior of an advanced, evolved, worldly person, right?
Yeah.
So, well, the 537 boys... Are you going to behave yourselves when you know you could be videotaped and then you could lose your careers?
I guess I should. Should I be proud that I said that I'm? I mean, I've been pretty damn drunk at a sporting event. I still haven't done that. Good on me.
An evolved person.
I haven't ridiculed and said slurs at a guy's wife. What a high standard I've set for myself.
You've been slurring your words. You just haven't issued slurs.
True.
Congratulations on all your success.